Abby Lindsay-Clark and you are listening to Radio Lifestyle. Welcome to another of our programs related to the coronavirus. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing Rachel Nobbs, who would like to share her experience of these lockdown weeks that we are currently living. Hi, Rachel. Thanks so much for coming on the program today. It is a pleasure to be able to interview you.
Thanks for having me.
So, Rachel, can you tell us a little bit about you, where you're from, how long you've been living in Spain for?
Yes, well, I'm originally from a little village with about 300 inhabitants. In Norfolk, it's called North Tuddenham, and I've been here in Madrid for 12 years, actually. 12 years, it's kind of gone like that, you know.
Yeah.
You think you might be here for a couple of years and suddenly 12 years have passed.
Yeah, do you know, I was supposed to come for 3 months and I've been here for 20 plus years now. So there
oh,
you
well
go.
Done.
I think there are quite a lot of us who are in that situation. Yeah. And what it is about Madrid.
Yeah.
So how are you finding the day-to-day situation of working in a small and also shared workspace?
Uh-huh. Well, interesting, you know. There are three of us sharing a flat, and with one of them we're both sort of sharing a living room. We've converted the dining table into an office table. So, you know, we get by just like everyone else, you know, it's fine. We've got window and daylight, so we're quite lucky.
Are you living in the centre of Madrid?
Near the river, actually. So I'd actually been living by myself for quite some time, and luckily last summer is when I decided to move into a shared flat, and it's good, you know, it's good that we've all got our own space, but we've also got this shared kitchen and workplace and living room. Mm-hmm. For when we need it. Sometimes I have to escape to my bedroom to do lessons and meetings and things.
Yeah, so I mean, at least you can
noise.
Create your own space, I guess, which is
exactly,
important.
Yeah.
Got your room, which is kind of your oasis when you need it.
It
as
is,
much as
yeah.
A practical,
my little sanctuary.
So can you tell us a little bit about your job, and also if you can sort of explain to us if it's been hard adapting to working from home?
Well, I work for a private language school, and I'm the director of studies. And so it means I kind of coordinate the team of teachers. So lots of this we can do online. We do lots of online, you know, everyone's tried all the different online platforms. Luckily, we were doing various classes via WebEx previously. Adapting to online has been, doing everything sort of online has been challenging at times, because I'm using my own laptop. I've got a computer at work, but it's a big desktop thing that obviously I couldn't bring home. I think it's time for me to buy a new laptop. It's when you suddenly realize you're trying to do all of these things online and you think, oh, I've overburdened my poor laptop.
Yes, no, that's true. I think Amazon especially has been extremely busy during this lockdown with everyone ordering new equipment for
absolutely.
Their homes and new laptops, new this, new that. So I think they've been kept very busy by it. So I understand your family are back in the UK, right? So how are you finding the distance caused by the lockdown?
Yeah, well, the thing is, normally I wouldn't see my parents and my sister, brother-in-law, nephews and people like that who are in the UK. Normally I see them at Christmas and summer anyway. And so in some ways it's actually brought us a bit closer together, because we've been organising more kind of family Skype sessions, so we all speak together. And some of the things that I've been doing with the band, which I guess we'll talk about a bit later.
Yes, looking forward to hearing about that.
It's meant that they've been able to get involved and see things online that they wouldn't have done.
Yeah, that's
but it is
true.
It's a bit tricky, because it's actually my parents are planning to come out in April. Mm. And who knows when they'll be able to come, but
yeah, we're just playing it by ear at the moment, all of us really, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly.
No one
yeah.
really knows yeah. anything, so it's just a day by day, really. But But yeah, it's interesting what you say about the Skype thing with the families. I do actually believe that, one of the really great things about this terrible situation we're in is the fact that I think it will have brought together a lot more families, in that sense, especially, with people who you don't live with, sort of more distant relations as well. And, that's a really great point, which has
Yeah, it's
come
true. Yeah.
about.
I've had lots of Skype or Zooms or WebEx or whatever with friends that, I know they're there, and normally I wouldn't see them until the summer, and suddenly, people have wanted to get in touch to see how everyone is. So
Yes, no, it's great. It's lovely that. There you go. There's a good point that's come out of it.
exactly.
There's
Must
always a
be
bit
some
of
other
good.
good.
So actually, now you've mentioned your band, and this is one of the things I've been very much looking forward to asking you about for our listeners especially. I know that you're very non-stop at the moment with projects and being very, very busy from home working with things. So you have a band called Indigo Days, right? When did you start the band, and what inspired you to start the band?
Well, it sort of started end of 2015, really, and it actually started that I met another musician, Guillet, who is now one of my flatmates, and we were busking in the streets of Madrid and playing Beatles songs together.
Oh, fantastic.
And so we both really like good melodies and lots of harmonies and voices. And I'd been playing in another band, and I'd played a few other things, and I got a bit frustrated, and I thought, oh, why don't I just write my own songs just by myself without anybody else?
Yeah,
And
fantastic.
he also got involved and said, okay, well, I'll play the guitar, and it kind of went on from there. We found the rest of the people through adverts.
So tell me about your latest LP, which I understand you just finished recording. That was before the lockdown, I assume.
Yeah, well, we recorded it last year and had got everything kind of finished, ready for a release. Well, we were thinking about possibly end of December, and then everything was in a rush because we wanted to do a bit more of a promo. We got everything ready, and we decided to release a couple of singles first. So then we had it planned. We had a concert, a date booked for April, end of April. And the idea was to release the album. We had the venue booked in Madrid. My parents had
Oh,
organized their
what a
travel
shame.
insurance ready to come out,
Oh, everything was
So
planned.
yes, and I thought, oh, it would just be perfect because it's nice weather when the weather usually starts to get good in Madrid. So obviously that was well, it's been put on hold until who knows when.
So, I
Is
mean, would you consider doing some kind of a launch of it more sort of virtually speaking? Or would you prefer sort of to wait the months that we have to wait to be able to sort of do it how you wanted to do it, the promotion?
it's a good question. Yeah, good question, because good question means I don't know the answer. Because I don't know,
It's.
we've talked about it a bit, and I've been looking a lot on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and seeing what other bands are doing, because there are other, there are obviously bands around the world that have been recording things, and little ones like us and big ones, and it does look like some bands are releasing albums, and other people are just waiting. So at the moment, we're just thinking about, okay, well, let's a couple of singles maybe.
Yeah, definitely. And I think
Yeah.
that's a great idea, and then, when you can do the sort of full on, promotion and concert and everything else, that you want to do,
Yeah.
I guess. And what do you think about the future of the music world? As concerts and events, obviously may not be possible for quite some time. Do you think that streaming will become the new thing because of this?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. There's looking at what's available and streaming, I think people are interested and curious, but no one's going to pay whatever price they would pay for a live gig to watch it on streaming for a start. So there's that kind of issue for bands or for promoters or whoever.
Of course.
It's obviously it's not the same watching a concert of somebody in their living room or in a venue or wherever if you're not actually there. And there is, I think people will really miss live music. We've talked about it a lot with other members of the band, and what do we think will happen? And I don't know, people can't live without music, so
Absolutely not.
there has to be some way to something to do, but who knows what will happen with streaming. It's
Yeah, so just sort of have to go seeing really how things pan
yeah.
out with the virus and things. So, I mean, once we can get back to sort of well, what they keep calling the new norm, then in theory we should be able to go back to those kind of events, and everything should be pretty good again. But
Well, hopefully. I mean, if you're sort of playing outdoors in a festival, that it's a possibility in Madrid in the summer, but well, we're not booked onto any festivals. I don't think any festivals are being organized right now anyway, because I don't think the organizers would have
No.
enough money coming in because of the you've got to limit the number of participants. So
Yeah, of course. There's so many controls now that's making it very difficult. And even for sort of the restaurants, a lot of restaurants, even though in a lot of provinces they can open now, they're not going to because they're realizing that actually they're not going to make any money. It's not worth their while. So it's a very complicated situation at the moment. So step by step, I guess we have to take it.
Exactly. Yeah, we do.
So, are you currently working on any corona-related music projects? And also, I wanted to ask you, have you been able to sort of find a way to help cheer other people up with your musical talent?
Well, thank you for the musical talent comment. We've done a few streaming concerts organized through other or other kind of organizations. Hopefully it can cheer people up just listening to live music. I've been writing songs as well that have kind of it's hard to write songs about anything or have anything else in your heads right now apart from what's going on in the world. So obviously those have been coming into the lyrics.
Of
Whether they'll
course.
cheer people up or not, or make them depressed, I don't know.
But would you say that your music is the main thing that's keeping you going during these tough times that we're living?
Just about, yes, I would say so. That and family and friends. But I think music, I do think it's such an important thing in the world, and I think it's the one thing that, there's not, I don't know, I've never met anyone that doesn't like music. They might like music that I think, oof, goodness me. But it's a constant, and it's a mood changer. It's a thing, even if you're feeling a bit down, music can really bring you out of it. Or sometimes you
Definitely.
need to listen to sad music too.
Yeah, so music is an extremely powerful thing for all of us, It's impressive what it's capable of, really, when you think about it. I remember, well, actually, you mentioned it to me when you first emailed me. Apart from your main band, you said that you sort of had started working on a slightly different sort of part to it, if you like. What was the name you gave it?
It's called Waiting for
That's it,
Indigo. So
Waiting
it's
for
like
Indigo.
if Indigo Days is the band, Waiting for Indigo is the little sister.
Fantastic.
I write the songs for Indigo Days anyway, but then there's some other songs, and I haven't started it during lockdown, but I've kind of started it a bit more seriously during this time of working on other songs that obviously at the moment we can't work on as a band, writing some more songs, and then other songs that maybe don't quite fit in with the style that we've been doing. So that's I've got the SoundCloud and I've bought a new microphone so I can re record things at home.
Brilliant. Yeah, so it hasn't stopped you then, this
Oh
lockdown.
no, well that's the converted bedroom. It's got one bit bed and one bit guitars, trumpet, microphone, pedals.
Brilliant. It's
So
amazing
that's
how
the
resourceful we've all become, it's
yeah,
impressive.
exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously there is no handbook for dealing with a pandemic like this, but how do you think the coronavirus situation is being handled here in Spain, in your opinion?
Yeah, as you say, there's who we don't know what we should be doing, but I think it's been handled relatively well in Spain, especially compared to the UK. I won't go into
No.
political matters.
No, we won't talk politics today.
But I think, I think we've got to think about people first and about other people, about trying to c control the spread of the virus and people first. And I think it's been handled quite well. There were a few weeks ago when in Spain there were a lot more cases in Spain than there were in the UK, for example. And now, it's quite sad that there seem to be a lot more in the UK than in
Yes,
Spain. I
yeah.
think we've the fact that we have it has been strict. It's been tough, but it's a necessary, something that we have to do. So,
Yes, I understand. Yeah. Have you had any friends or family who've caught the virus, either here in Spain or in the UK?
some colleagues at work
But
who were
hopefully
diagnosed over
mildly.
the phone when we first started working from home. And then friends of friends, but luckily no direct friends or work colleagues, yes. So, but
Yeah.
they've got over it. They, you know,
Good.
they said it was tough. And obviously they were diagnosed over the phone, so there was no test. I'm talking about end of March. But they're back to work and fine, so that's
Good.
good.
I'm very happy to hear that because it's very tough times. The stories, I've been hearing, it's horrible. So listen, basically for the listeners right now, what I'd like to do is play what I think is your latest song, right?
Yes, it will be the single that's coming out. Should be on the 30th of May, if we get everything ready.
So basically, the listeners are lucky enough to get a preview or pre-listen, more to the point. thank you. So we'll listen to that now. So that was the band's latest album, Wait and See. Absolutely fantastic, Rachel. Thank you. So what future projects and plans do you have for when we can go back to a more or less normal life, from a musical point of view as much as everything else?
Well, I mean, aside from the music, first of all, friends and family, some way of visiting them, people that are not here. But that's not a plan. It's not quite sure what to do, but something we'll work something out. Music. Well, that's the thing. It's kind of waiting for the right date and time to see when we can all get to back together at the band. We've actually kind of got two sides to Indigo Days. We've got the live big band version that we've been working on with drums and bass and guitar. Mm-hmm. And three voices, and we've got a smaller acoustic version, and we also had some dates closed to do a couple of acoustic sets with Guille, my flatmate, who also plays the guitar and sings, and another singer, Vicky, who lives in another house. We're mm-hmm. hoping that the three of us together we can work on more acoustic sets somehow. I'm not quite sure how they're doing it in other provinces of Madrid, where people are able to get back together.
Well, in theory, we should be able to soon, shouldn't we, with phase one? I think you can move within the province, so hopefully you'll be able to get back to your projects then.
Yeah. And meanwhile, I'll keep working on things at home, working on more songs, recording them again now that I've got a better microphone. And I've been doing some making a video.
Oh, yes, you mentioned this to me. Sounds great. I'll post the link on the website so that people can watch that once it's finished, okay?
Okay, great.
So that's all we have time for today, but thank you so, so much again, Rachel, for coming on the programme. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
You're welcome, and thank you very much. My pleasure too.